A lot of people know about your 2008 championship as a tie-down roper. That must have been, but what's one of your most rewarding experiences in the rodeo industry?
Probably that, you know, of course that would be probably the highlight of my career, but probably the highlight of that was my wife actually being able to interview me and tell me that I had won it. That was the person that was able to break the news to me, because it's very close right to the very end, and so she actually told me that live on ESPN. So it was one of those deals that we'll have for the rest of our lives, you know, that was captured on tape.
That's great. You know, with all of your accomplishments, a lot of people are really impressed with your Christian background, that ethic. You talked a little bit about that ethic, that we need to get back to that kind of roots here in America.
Yes, sir. I think that's, you know, I really think that that's what it's all about for the, you know, for us as a country, you know, is to go back to our Western roots and heritage, and that what this country was actually built upon. You know, I'm fortunate enough to be staying in the room that actually Teddy Roosevelt stayed in when he was here. So it just kind of all ties in as you know, the cowboy is really what this country was based upon whenever it was founded. You know, the your word, your handshake, and looking people in the eye, and you know, and being able to be a servant leader and spiritual leader of your house as a man, and to be able to just do the right thing. And I think that's what, my hat's off to the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, because they're trying to, you know, create those spiritual markers that we need to be passing down to the next generation and the generation after them, to be able to know where they came from and to know their heritage and to know what we stood for and the generations before us. And I think it's very important that you lay down those markers to be able to know who you are and where you came from.